Welcome to it. If you've just tuned in, it's Lenyora Lamanyora, Lenyora Wednesday this hour, and we are joined by digital marketing strategist and events curator Neo C.G. Shaw, the founder of NSDS. Neo, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, Tutlang. How are you?
Lovely. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
I think really let's start at the very beginning. How did your journey into digital marketing and events curation start? And what moments would you say or experiences shaped the creative you've become today?
My journey started quite humbly, Tutlang. I was working as a digital marketing assistant at an agency, which meant that I was handling their social media pages and ran just small campaigns. And sometimes just helping out at company events, you know. At first, I didn't realize how much I enjoyed it until I started seeing how creativity and structure come together to make things like that work. Which I think, you know, I loved watching people's reactions when something we planned actually made an impact. And that experience really sparked my passion for both marketing and eventing, which over time, I wanted to take what I had learned and shape it into something bigger, which is how NSDS was born. It was born out of the need to create, to connect, and bring ideas to life with purpose.
And now you're a woman leading in spaces that are often male-dominated. How do you use your platform and your voice to inspire and open doors for other women coming after you? Whether it's women that you represent, whether it's women who are wanting to do the same thing as you, but how do we create a safe space even for women to be able to be comfortable enough to come on board and say, they are the Neos of today who use their platform?
It's not always an easy thing to do, but I think my approach has always been to lead by example, because I've had moments where, you know, you're the only woman in the room, but instead of shrinking, I have learned to stand firm and let my work speak for me. I also try to make sure that I pull other women up, whether it's collaborating with women-owned businesses or mentoring someone who's just starting out, or just simply sharing my advice with them. You know, I believe in community over the sense of competition, you know. And for me, it's always about showing young women that you can always, always build your own table, even if no one invites you to theirs. And honestly, that's the mindset that keeps me motivated.
But in all of that, how do you continue to then stay grounded? I think especially in times of darkness, where do you find your color again? I mean, you're a creative, right? You represent brands to the best of their abilities, but even you yourself are a brand. You are a creative. So how do you continuously try to find color that represents who you are and who the people you work with are?
I always just draw inspiration from my past experiences. You know, when they say that there's nothing better than what you've been through. So there are moments where it's very challenging, but I know that I could have been in a similar situation in the past, and that's where I draw my motivation and that's where I draw my experiences from. But I also do, I am surrounded by women who are in the same space as women who have done what I do for years. And I draw my motivation from there. That's where I find my color.
I mean, you've been part of some major projects, major collaborations. Which ones stand out to you the most, and what do they teach you about leadership, about growth and resilience?
Without a doubt, it's the one night with Pumula Music Show that we did back in July. For me, it's the one that stands out the most, because it's one of those projects that tested everything for me. You know, it tested leadership, it tested planning, it tested teamwork. And to just always remain calm under pressure, you know, it was such a beautiful night because it wasn't just about the music aspect. It was also about the connection, you know. And bringing together artists, production crews, and different partners took a lot of coordination and trust, you know. There were challenges, of course, where things didn't go the way that we had planned. But those are the moments that make us grow. And watching it come to life reminded me of why I do what I do, which also taught me that leadership is also about listening. You know, you also have to able to adapt and create an environment where everyone feels a part of something bigger.
What's the next big goal or dream project for Newa Sejesha?
So I want, the next big goal is for me to always be a reminder that great things can come from very small places. Amen. I come from a very small village in the Northwest called Kunwana, and that's where my foundation was built. You know, everything that I do is driven by that sense of community and possibility, where I want young people from places like mine to know that your background doesn't limit how far you can go. You know, and right now I'm expanding into talent management, working closely with artists and creatives to also help them grow their brands and navigate the industry. It's something that I've recently grown really passionate about, which also allows me to blend my love for marketing and events and people. And in the long run, I want NSDS to grow into the creative powerhouse that connects African talent to the world.
Newa, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Northwest Girl is in the house. You are our Lingyora for today. Lingyora Lamanyora. We see the work that you're doing with Pumla Music, and I think it's absolutely stunning. So keep going. I'm very excited to see where NSDS is going to be in the next couple of years. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, Stefan, for featuring me.
Rise FM Mid-Mornings, Lingyora Lamanyora, one of my absolute favorite features. We talk to women doing big things wherever they are. Good morning.